Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, it's Rodney with the Video Games Now podcast, joined by Mr. Cole. Hello.
Oh, hello, hello.
And not joined by Will. He's working really, really hard, making a paycheck, and we are not Cole. Well, I was, and I'm currently not.
I will be in a couple weeks, but not right now.
Yeah, all right. So we're going to talk about Gears of War 5. It's going to be a good time, and I'm going to try really, really hard not to swear, because I looked at our old podcasts. We have 70, this is episode 75, and like 60 of them are like explicit, and I'm like, I should clean up my sailor mouth.
Hey man, I don't think I've sweared on a podcast yet.
No, you've been saying all the PG words. That's for sure.
That's what I do. I'm here for the PG content.
PG content. Speaking of content, Cole, you've been working on some stuff on our YouTube page. Why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Oh yeah, okay. So everybody should check out our videos on our YouTube page. I've recently taken over the YouTube page. I've been uploading some videos. I've got a BioShock playthrough that I'm going doing right now. I've been trying to keep them about 55 minutes long, so I've cut out a lot of stuff that is boring, like exploration and backtracking, which I do a lot of just for when you guys are watching it. And I'm playing on Survivor difficulty without using Vita Chambers, so I'm just playing through the whole thing it's no help, and it's pretty darn tough. But also, I just recently did a couple videos on Gears of War 5. You should check those out. Most of them are gameplay videos and highlights. I did my first 5 games ever when I dropped in the game. And then I've also played a couple matches with Adam, who's been on the podcast a couple times. You should check those out, and a little bit of what you can expect to find if you play on the test tech, which is also coming back next week. So if you want to hop in on that, check out our videos and then check out the test tech. And I've got a whole bunch of other stuff all planned. I got some Monster Hunter videos. I've got some we got a VR sandbox that we did, and I've got a couple other games, Crawl and Witch Hunt, that are coming out. So a lot of stuff coming out on YouTube. If you like the podcast, check out the YouTube page. Lots of good videos.
Yes, and you did a lot of hours of Gears 5 online, so why don't we talk about that? All that's coming up.
Hell yeah.
Right now. You can't outdance me, Cole.
I can outdance you. Damn it.
Hey,
actually, I should get some whiskey.
Yeah, you and your whiskey. Outdance. You and your whiskey. Anyway, so Gears of War 5 is coming out, I believe. I can't remember actually if it's later this year or not, Mr. Cole. That's usually the Will department.
Wait, what was that?
When's this coming out?
Oh my god, that is the Will department. I only played the game. I never actually checked out any of the details on it.
Good thing
we got Google here in front of us.
Frickin' Will.
Where are you?
We should just call Will right now live on the podcast. Like, when's
Will, when is Gear 5 coming out? September 10th, 2019 is when it's coming out.
All right, so September 10th, 2019, we're going to have some Gears of War 5 fun. And Cole, why don't you tell us a little bit about the tech demo?
Oh man, so the tech demo was really fun, and it's coming back next week. So when are we going to release this podcast? Oh, this is live. So
Oops.
This is right now. So when we release this, definitely watch our videos and check it out next weekend, because, man, it's a lot of fun. I've played all the Gears, every Gears except for that one that everybody wants to forget about that I can't remember, the one with young Baird and Cole. But yeah, this test tech, obviously it's very limited. The Collation, who are the developers of the game, they wanted to keep it so that people who are new to Gears can come in and kind of get a feel for it. So it is a lot different than regular Gears. Like, you have loadouts and you can only pick a certain amount of characters for the test tech, and you have to get kill streaks in order to unlock weapons. So there's a couple things that are a little bit different, but if you've never played before and you want to check it out, I definitely recommend it, because Rodney, you've got a bunch downloaded and you haven't played Gears of War yet.
I have not, and why the fuck am I on this podcast? Oh shit, I swore.
Oh no.
That's
streak. We need a swear jar.
Streak.
We're gonna get a swear jar. Put it right behind you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah. So maybe you should check it out next week too.
Yeah. I kind of want to play the first ones before I play this one. Mind you, it's just the online.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Which is very similar. Like, the most online I played was Gears of War 3. I only played a little bit for 4, and 4 was the first one that Collation did, and in 4. In 3, 3 was great. Like, there was tons of progression trees. Like, literally, the more you played, the more stuff you unlocked and the better you did. And, like, it was all about playing the game. And it was so rewarding to play that game. Like, the online was just expansive and so much stuff to unlock. Where in Gears of War 4, it was all loot boxes. You would just pay if you wanted skins, if you wanted gun skins, if you wanted anything. It was all... You just had to pay for boxes. So, I mean, I didn't play it that much as I'd like to. And I think that Collation is going back to the Gears of War 3 style for this game. And if they do, then I am so on board. Because I hate loot boxes. Who likes loot boxes?
Yeah, loot boxes. Nobody. are the crate's ass.
They're terrible. Yeah. They're awful.
They're bad. I'm just watching this gameplay here on the channel. This is your gameplay.
Yeah, it's me.
It looks pretty smooth, isn't it? You obviously played this on PC because I saw a mouse earlier.
Yeah.
But I just...
Yeah, I played it on PC.
So I just saw that you guys can see name tags for the opponents. What the hell is that all about?
Oh, you mean like when they've got the little card deck, like, yeah, the guy's right. Got the spade above his name,
yeah,
and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
One of the big things in Gears of War is tagging. So you'll tag somebody and you can get their location. So anybody on the team can tag them. You get extra points for tagging people. And then you get, like, Gears of War is all about ribbons. It's like their accolade, right? So if you get, like, a double kill, you get the double ribbon. Or if you get a triple kill, you get the triple ribbon. So if you tag somebody and you kill them, you get, like, a... I don't know what the ribbon is for, but like, it'll be like, your enemy who you tagged was killed. And I'm really bad at tagging, so none of those tags are for me. I tag like one person, and then
in the tutorial level, but, and then you're like, oh, forget it.
I'm out. Yeah, it's, yeah. You have to press Q in order to tag. So I mean, I've already like spacebar, and then like control. Like, there's so many buttons I have to click. And when I play on with other people for Discord, I have push to talk, so I also have to use push to talk. So my hand is spread out over the entire keyboard trying to keep up with everything.
That's another reason why I don't like mouse and keyboard and I play with the controller, honestly.
Yeah, I actually tried to use my controller for it, but for some reason my controller wasn't loving my PC, so I just stuck with keyboard and mouse while I was recording it. I just wanted to get as much footage as I could.
Yeah. Gamer Temple loves our gameplay on the YouTube page. Yeah,
I have a bunch more too. Like, that wasn't all the gameplay I have. I just didn't want to have like a couple like 2-hour videos of gameplay. So I'll release more of the gameplay. I used there's a giant melee weapon. You can see it right there that they use in the game, and I actually got some sweet kills with that. So I'm gonna release some of that footage coming up here soon.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So this game actually looks super cool. I haven't really played a lot of third person shooters. But, yeah, they do interest me. And this one looks like it flows super well. Like, you move from cover to cover.
Oh, go on.
No, I was pretty much done.
I was going to say, like, one thing about 3 is it felt super smooth. And one of the big things about Gears is the Nash shotgun. It's like a one-hit kill. Oh, so the whole game is basically centralized, right? Like, when you're playing the game, your center, like, your, what's the word? Your Crosshair is the center of the screen. Everything is based around the center of the screen. So if you have somebody centered with the Nashor shotgun, which I have right there in your point blank, it's like an instant kill. So you can just slide around the map and just shotgun people. And in 4, it was pretty tough, or at least I was really bad at it. But playing this, like, it is so smooth. Like, you can slide around, and the torque bow feels really smooth. The sniper feels smooth. The shotgun feels smooth. Like, Collation did a great job, like, just in this test tech to really smooth out the game. I felt the flow was good. And, yeah, I had a blast playing it.
Yeah. Yeah, so if you guys like what you're seeing here with the live show, join our Patreon, and you get this every week. We do one free one once a month now, so if you guys like it, please join our Patreon, join the community, and help us out.
And I want to play Gears next week, so if anybody's down to play some Gears, I usually play pretty late at night. I mean, I don't know what time zone you guys are in, but I've been playing late at night, so.
I'm in your time zone, Cole, what the fuck?
No, not you, Roddy. Anybody else who wants to get in on it?
All right, I'm sure we want to see more gameplay and less of Rodney and Cole's ugly mugs here. So
yeah.
Anyway, shock grenade. So is there different kinds of grenades you can unlock, or?
Oh yeah, the big ones were like smoke grenade, frag grenade, and the shock grenade was introduced in Gears 4, I believe, because. They introduce robots in Gears 4. Like, so basically, Gears of War is the Gears are the human players, and they live on this planet. Oh my God, Sirna? I can't remember the name of the planet, but basically, they discovered a group of creatures were living in the core of their planet, the Locust, but they were breeding too quickly, so they had to burst out and take over the surface. Right. So the Gears are. Like how all of this started, and the games are very much post that. Like, the war has been going on, and so much has happened, like different variations of this and that. And in Gears 4, they introduced this technology, these robots that would protect the humans, and the robots all malfunctioned, and there's a big robot war and blah, blah, blah. But they introduced the shock grenades, which basically make a little circle, and anything standing in that circle gets electrocuted. So
right.
You plant all the grenades in the wall. The big thing about Gears of War is it's cool. You can plant a grenade. So if somebody's chasing you, you throw a grenade on the wall, you keep going, they come around the corner. A boom, they're dead. So
a boom.
Shock grenades are a lot of fun to use it, but I found that I was getting killed by shock grenades a lot more than I was using them.
Yeah. Yeah, this game looks really good. I like how it tells you when you die how much damage you did and how many hits.
Yeah, I was noticing that too. Like, I would be like, oh damn it, I only did like 67 damage to this guy. I feel like I hit him a bunch more. So I do think that's kind of a fun thing that they've put in.
Well, I like that too.
Oh, there's a ribbon right there, the no respect ribbon for killing the person with the most kills in the game or the most points.
I think, well, you're watching the actual live stream, which has a 14 second delay, so it's definitely gone now.
14 seconds. Okay, I thought it was like five or six.
No, it's pretty heavy. Okay, cool. Anyways, yeah, like it's just playing the part where I'm just like, oh no, it's
okay, good. I won't make any comments on what I'm watching anymore, but you'll see the ribbons down at the bottom right there.
Yeah, and this I like that too, because there's a lot of games where it's like I fucking shot that guy in the head like 4 times, but this will confirm whether you were just being a
how sore loser. You were.
Yeah, so I'm definitely a sore loser. I'm an angry gamer for sure.
One thing I noticed that in this footage, there's a lot of bots.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they were filling in a lot of spaces with the bots, so I can't feel... Like, I felt like I was doing pretty good, you know, every time I was playing, and then I realized that I'm like, oh, man, I'm just playing against like 3 guys who are normal and then 2 bots, and the bots are just, like, idiots. They're so friggin' dumb. Like, you just walk around them and do anything, but...
Yeah,
we need more people. Get on. Play the test demo.
So, so you were playing as one human and, like, 3... AI dudes?
At one point, like, you can join the game. Like, the game will start, and then I notice that you'll get put into games halfway through quite often.
Right.
So, like, you'll start the game where there's only, like, you'll have, like, 2 people on your team, and they'll have 2 people on their team, and then it'll fill in with bots, and as people join, it'll just shuffle people in. So, but yeah, a lot of the times we're playing against bots in this.
Interesting.
Which sucks, because, Actually, there was a match that Adam and I played, and one of the bots was just like I was just watching the kill cam, and he was just going to town on people in the background. It was pretty funny. So the bots can do pretty good, but most of the time they're just stupid.
I mean, at least it starts you off in a game that's obviously a full team, and then it just boots out the bots and puts in the dudes.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice, but it takes a long time to load the bots, and when Adam and I were playing, we'd be sitting there waiting for a game to start. I have so much footage of us just sitting in the lobby waiting for the game to start, just talking about shit, and then would be like, and you're playing with the bots now, and it would take that long just to make sure that nobody else was going to join and you were going to play with the bots, so that was kind of a little bit of an annoying thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, I'm watching the clip here, and you can see me, I'm trying to tag somebody with the grenade. Like, one thing you can do is you can not only stick a grenade on a wall, but you can stick a grenade onto a person. So you just run past them, stick a grenade on them, and then they run away and they'll blow up into somebody else. So I tried to do that to somebody, but he got headshot right before I reached him.
Yeah.
And I just swung in midair and then got exploded by another guy afterwards. So
we just got a shout out from Scared, by the way. He said, I don't know if you remember me, Rodney. I remember your name, but I can't remember why. So please enlighten me in the chat.
I want to know.
Yes.
I want to know. I see his YouTube thing is his eyes. I can only see their eyes.
Yeah. I thought it used to be Sacred something. And I always said Scared on stream, and then maybe he just is like, oh, I'm just going to change it to Scared now, because that's all this Taking Grace fucker tells or calls me.
Says.
So, yeah. So, King Panther. Oh, I remember King Panther. Right. I can't remember where you joined the fun, but anyways. So
you should join the fun on some Gears of War.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right, so Gears of War, I actually am interested in playing this, except next weekend is the Gold Hunt in Vancouver.
You love your Gold Hunts.
Oh, dude, I'm all about the real pirate hunting. So for those of you who don't know, Gold Hunt is a real-life treasure hunt with real-life, we'll call it treasure, but you get money for winning, and the grand prize is $100,000 Canadian, so it's probably like, you know, can buy me a cheeseburger in America.
Hey, dude, no, I was just in the States. I went to the Cage the Elephant Bet concert in Seattle, and my dad and I went to McDonald's, and he got a junior chicken and a hamburger for $2. And a junior chicken is $5 in Canada, and he got it for a dollar.
It's not $5. Or like a dollar. It's like $2 here.
No, it was okay. I don't know. My dad said it was expensive, but he said it was how cheap it was. And I had a quarter pounder with cheese, and it didn't give me the shits. So good job, American beef.
Ooh, that's saying something.
I know, right?
Yeah.
In Canada, every time I have a quarter pounder, I always feel terrible afterwards. But I had it in the States, and I was like, I actually don't feel terrible.
Man, well, Will said this on the podcast before. He's got Crohn's, so he's. He doesn't take too early to American food. Neither do I, honestly. But anyways, I forgot where I was going with this. So Gold Hunt. So they give you they call it a map, but it's like the riddles from Sea of Thieves, like find Derpty Dur, and you got to find Derpty Dur, and then from there you got to work on the next clue. And the last one that was in Vancouver lasted 2 weeks. So
it was, yeah, you showed me a bunch of stuff about that.
Yeah, it looks super, super cool. So me, Brittany, and my boss Mojo and her husband Mike are going to do it. It's going to be sweet.
Oh, nice. That's awesome.
25 each if we win. Super stoked. So yeah, sorry, I might not play Mojo, the Gears of War 5 tech demo with you, because I'll be hunting for real money.
Lame. That's okay. I don't think I'm very busy next weekend, so I kind of want to get some more footage, make some more videos. And in the game, they only released two maps, which is District, which is the one that's playing on the screen right now, and then Training Grounds was the other one. So I don't know if they're going to release new maps, and there was a bunch of challenges they released, so you could unlock a skin for your shotgun, your Lancer, and your snub-nosed pistol for playing the demos. I don't know if they're going to release new challenges for next weekend that you can unlock new stuff, because they released a whole bunch of guns that you could play with and a whole bunch of stuff, so maybe there'll be a whole bunch of new content you can unlock for next week's.
Yeah, awesome. So Sacred, by the way, says the first time he came to this channel was episode 46, and PAX West 2018 with the controller thumbnail is where I'm holding up the controller and looking like a goddamn goof. Actually, I still have that evil controller, and I can't remember if I did a full ass new review on it. I like the controller, however, there's a couple of technical glitches on it that piss me off, the Evil controller. So you can get the raised thumbsticks for higher precision. So I got the raised right thumbstick instead of the left one, because you don't need it for the left one. You use that to run. But in doing that, the left thumbstick sticks. Like, if I could just push it all the way forward and let go, and I just keep running. It's like auto run. It's super annoying. But and then what else? I don't like.
What? Go on. No, I was saying I don't know which. I've never used a controller that's not like the Steam controller or the Xbox controller. So
well, it's
I've
an
never
X-
used
it's
any
an,
of the fancy ones.
It's an Xbox. Yeah, it's an Xbox controller, but it's got the four buttons underneath and all that stuff. So what I also don't like about it is the Bluetooth kind of sucks ass. Like, it just disconnects randomly throughout the game. And I'm sure you've heard me swear a bunch about that while we played some Sea Thieves and stuff.
Does it give you the option to plug it in? Is it just like a regular Xbox controller but modified?
Well, most of the time I'm playing on PC, and then I plug it in, and then then shit goes sideways because it's like detected new USB thing. So, yeah. Anyways, Sacred, thanks for coming back to the channel. And if you want to join the live stream more often or live podcast, join our Patreon. And another small note, our website is currently down due to server things, so I apologize. Ooh. So there will be no news for a little bit. Eric's been just pumping out the articles, though. Just pumping them out like a unit. Good job, Eric.
Yeah, I've been on the Discord just looking at all the stuff he's been putting out. It's good.
Yeah. All right, cool. So, we'll get up and running pretty soon here so you guys can check out all of our stuff. And in the meantime, leave a review on our show. We would love to hear what you guys think of the show, especially Cole, now that Mark's gone.
Mac. I love Mark. We gotta talk about Mark every podcast. We said we wouldn't ever, but now we got to do it every time.
Every time.
Oh, one thing, too. If you're going to watch the videos coming up, I always wear the same hoodie. This is my my gamer tag is Elok the Wizard, so this is my wizard cat hoodie. So I was like, I wonder if people are going to watch the games and be like, is he playing all of these games in the exact same day because he's wearing the exact same clothes? No, this is my my streaming hoodie, wizard cat, so everybody knows.
We record all the podcasts the year in like one night and then just release them.
Yeah, one night, just like hours. Like, I haven't slept since I've started recording.
Could you imagine?
Brian asked me how I liked the tech test, and I loved it. I had a blast. I mean, like, the last time I really, really played Gears was Gears 3, so it brought back a lot of old memories. So, yeah, I'm going to hopefully, fingers crossed, play it next week. I didn't think I would get a chance to play it very much this weekend, and I did, so hopefully the same thing will happen next weekend.
I was just witnessing some epic Star Wars-esque, like, gunfighting between you and some other guy. You were both, like, looking at each other and just missing so hard.
This is, like, distracting me too much.
Yeah.
I can't watch this.
Yeah.
I'm excited. One cool thing is, like, they look like they're really pumping out some customization. Like, Gears of War has been really good with customizing your, like, character, your weapons, your everything. But now you can even customize your blood splatter. I noticed that was an option when looking at the weapons. So, like, if you kill a guy in a certain way, you can decide how the blood splatter is going to look. So they're getting really into the customization, which I'm pretty excited for.
Blood splatter, eh? So on the screen, you mean? Like, where how it has
ground? I know we're at a 14-second delay, but one of the big things about Gears is execution. So when you die, you don't actually die unless it's a headshot. You go down, and that where there was a kind of a meme of one of the main characters going, "Revive me." So that's that's because you go down, and if your teammate doesn't make it to you in time to get you revived, somebody can execute you. And they're usually pretty gruesome, like somebody will cut you in half with a chainsaw or stomp on your head or break your neck or something. Yeah. So once you're killed, you can customize the way that the blood looks on the ground after you've been executed. So I'm pretty sure there'll be like a heart or like a skull or something, or you know what I mean? Like, it looks like there'll be a bunch of different ways you can customize that.
Yeah, I mean, this... I saw one. I think one guy like snapped his spine. I'm like, that's rough.
There's like a big heavy gun, and they just like drop the gun on somebody. They get pretty comedic. Like, they don't take themselves too seriously. Like, Gears has always had a very comedic, violently comedic vibe to it. Even in the seriousness, I feel like Collation has taken it a lot more more serious too than Epic, who was their last developer. So
right. So
but still they kept the comedic vibe.
Yeah. So, Cole, just tell us a little bit about the game mode that was in the tech demo. There was just the one mode, wasn't there, or was there two?
There's three modes.
Oh, okay.
So this is your... just your standard deathmatch. So it's like 5v5, first one to 50 points. And the new thing that they added to it was you have to get a kill streak in order to unlock weapons. So usually Gears will have weapons sprawled out over the map and you got to be the first one to get there. So everybody goes to the sniper spawn or everybody goes to the torpedo spawn or wherever you want. But now the better you do, the more weapons you can unlock. There's a little skull right beside the weapon that says it for me. It said Y, a skull, and then it says like 4 or 5, and that tells how many kills you have to spend on new weapons. So that was a new thing that they added to this game mode, which is new for any Gears of War. And then the other two modes were King of the Hill, which has been a big Gears of War map, which is your regular. There's a spot you got to stand in it and have the points. And then what's the other one called? Escalation, and it's basically King of the Hill, but the hill spot moves around the map, so there you have to get to like 1,000 points, so there's 250 points for each circle, so you got to get to that circle, and if you're in it, you get the 250 points, the timer goes down, and then it moves to somewhere else, so you got to follow the circle around the map.
Got it. So
Brian asked me what my new favorite weapon was. I flopped around a lot in the game, but man, I'm loving that melee, whatever that spiked axe was called. I can't remember what it is, but that thing was super fun. I loved using that thing.
And there's a match MVP, which was Pillow Pants. He got 20 yeah. kills, 5 deaths. So my next question obviously what didn't affect you or Adam, because you're both monsters, but when you, if say you're a newer player, is this game gonna affect you in terms of difficulty if you're not that good and you can't get the kill streaks to get the weapons you want?
Yes, it will. The starting weapons are very good. Like the Lancer, your standard gun it's awesome. Like it's almost kind of broken. Like I noticed that they balanced it out a lot better in this game. Like I found in Gears 3 and 4, the Lancer was just so overpowered. And there would be no point to use the Hammer Burst or the Retro Lancer because, like, Lancer was the way to go. But now I found, the Hammer Burst for headshots was amazing. And I didn't actually use the Retro Lancer at all. I didn't know how to use that. But, I noticed that the Lancer's not quite as good. But the starting weapons are good, but it is really nice to get that kill streak. Oh, if you are losing, it gives you a second wind. So if you've died without getting a kill that round, it'll automatically give you one kill so that you can, and then usually most of your kill streak buying starts with two. So if you die twice without getting any kills, you get 2 points to first.
Okay. So there's, first weapon, there's so. Some sort of balancing act there. Okay. That's good. I was concerned.
Yeah. But
about
I found at the end of the game, I would sometimes forget to buy things and I would have like 17 kills lined up and just not spent. So, I mean, it is a little bit of a, if you're not that good, it'll take you some time to get up there, and it will affect you a little bit. Yeah.
Okay, so basically just get good with your noob guns and you know.
Yeah, get good with the basics, you know, bread and butter, and then once you learn the rules, then you can break them. Then you can whip out the mace and start running around and throwing people around with that.
Seems like the Lancer was the Lancer GL was Brian Johnson's favorite weapon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, I said that they nerfed it, but I think they more balanced it. It is still a fantastic weapon and a lot of use. And the gun that my character is using right now in these clips is the I blank so hard on names of things, but it's like a little submachine gun, and it was first introduced in Gears 4, and I just thought it sucked so hard. So when I wanted to get the Nashor shotgun, you have to use this character in order to get the shotgun. I was like, man, I don't want to use... Oh, the Enforcer. I was like, I don't want to use the Enforcer. It sucks, but this thing is just a little monster. So the Enforcer's gotten a lot better if you're on the same boat as I am, thinking it's not very good. It's pretty damn good.
Excellent. Oh, go ahead.
One thing, too, in Gears of War is like only certain guns could headshot. Like only certain ranged guns would be able to get headshots. But now it looks like they've introduced... like everything can do a headshot. So like the Enforcer is doing headshots, the Lancer's doing headshots, the Hammer Burst is just crushing on it. So like it looks like if you're a good enough shot, anything can do a headshot, which is it's bittersweet kind of. Oh, there's the axe if you're watching the stream, I just did the axe thrower. You'll see it during this clip. But yeah, so now that's what makes the Enforcer better, is the fact that it can headshot like crazy.
Excellent. Yeah, that mace axe thing is freaking boss. You're just
murking everybody
with that.
Pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fun.
So Brian agrees with your comment on the Enforcer's success.
Yeah, if you played any other... Yeah, if you ever played Gears of War before, the Enforcer was not very good, but I suggest coming back to it, checking it out, giving it another chance, because all these maps were, at least District was one of the two maps. It is very close range, so you're going to be bumping uglies with people pretty close. So the Enforcer was a nice little close range disaster for some people.
I feel like when Apex comes out with a second installment of that, like in 20 years, they'll like actually finally balance the Mozambique. So it'll be an actually good gun to use. I don't know if you play Apex.
I've never played Apex.
Okay, you don't get my joke then. I'm sure if Gamer Tempo's still in the chat, he'll get it. He'll laugh. Because when I play with Gamer Tempo, the Mozambique is like a 3-slot revolver pistol shotgun, and it's fucking trash.
Yeah,
it's like you would think that'd be badass, but it's not.
That sounds like it would be good too.
Yeah, no, it's fucking trash. Like you. 3 shots from it literally take like a third of, like just over half their health, it seems like.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to do the 3 shots, reload, do the another 3 shots, and you have to hit them every single time to kill them. It's like some nonsense.
But
Gamer Tempo has been getting some freaking sweet kills with the Mozambique, and he sends me clips every so often. He got a triple
because it's so difficult to get killed.
He got a triple Mozambique kill, and I was pretty impressed. So, congrats, Gamer Tempo.
Nice. That's awesome.
So, all right. So, every gun has their... Or every game has their shitty gun. But in Halo... Actually, in Halo 1, the plasma pistol I always thought was the weakest weapon of the game. But the plasma pistol in Halo 1 is a fucking beast machine. And there's so many of them everywhere that you never run out of ammo.
Yeah, because it uses energy, right? Once you're out of ammo, you got to toss it and pick up another one.
Yeah, but this one, it had such a fast firing rate, and it literally just murked everything. Like, that was just my primary gun for everything, was just the plasma pistol.
Did we play Halo 1 together or Halo 2?
It was Halo 1, I think.
It was Halo 1, yeah. I remember that. We crushed through that. That was fun.
So, look, video game records that will never be broken. Let's not do that. let's not do that. You have another video out here somewhere. Go to our video.
Oh yeah, the ones you were playing was the one that Adam and I were doing together. And then I have a solo video that the very first day, those were my first 5 games that I ever played. The ones that in my other video. That's funny, I can see you messing around and stuff there. Yeah, it's my first 5 videos that I ever played. Is the first video, and then the bunch of games I played with Adam is my my second video. So, at the beginning of that video, I didn't do so hot. I mean, I still did pretty good, and then it gets better throughout the video as I kind of warmed up and remembered how to play Gears again. So,
you were awoken. You.
I was awoken.
You
was woke. Oh my God, I can't believe.
You were woke. Yeah. This intro looks pretty cool, though.
Yeah. This is just the starting screen.
Yeah, thanks for I was gonna read the intro, but obviously that's not gonna happen. Anyway, so you get to choose who your swarm is, who your characters are, even when you play as the humans.
Yeah, you can see here on the screen after you get past the 14 second delay. You can pick your guns. You pick your character, and it shows you the guns that you can pick, and then it shows you the weapon upgrades is what you can buy once you get enough kills in your kill streak. So you pick your character based on what basically weapons you want to start with and what weapons you want to unlock. So everybody has unlockable weapons, but then there's one character on each team that has like a mystery weapon or like mystery weapon. So if you get 2 kills, you spend your 2 points on a mysterious it could be any 2-point gun in the game, and then any 4-point gun and any 6-point gun in the game. So if you don't really know what you want to buy, just stick with the regular character. He starts with the Lancer, which is great, and the Stub Nose and some grenades. So, I mean, it's a really good starting character to test out some new weapons you haven't tried before.
Excellent. And no one has abilities, right? Like, they're doing their own thing.
Yeah, everybody's exactly the same. Nobody's got... Oh, no, one character, Scion. I don't know if they have this... I don't know who the Scion is of the humans, but I noticed that the character Scion would have a shield almost, or like their skin would go all shiny, and you'd have to take care of that, get rid of the shield before you could actually kill him. And yeah, there is, and then Sniper doesn't flinch while getting shot. And then some characters get more points towards their kill streaks with certain executions. So yes, people do have special abilities. I just forgot about them.
They're just, they're more passive than they are, you know.
Yeah, like more passive. But I mean, like, not flinching while aiming is pretty huge, because if you're trying to have a trade-off and somebody's hitting you and you're going spraying. I'm actually playing as Scion in this little rounder clip you have, and you can see my shield come on. There's like a bunch of octagons. It looks very halo-y, and then your whole body's shiny afterwards. That's the shield for when it loops around. Okay. And so there is special abilities people have. I can't remember all of them, which is also new to Gears. Like, that was never a thing, or at least I never remember that being a thing in any of the Gears before.
Yeah. I just saw you dodge a grenade. That was cool. The reason I don't like third-person shooters as much is because you can see around the cover, right? You get, like, in an FPS, you have to take a chance and then come around the corner and take a shot or whatever. But in this one, you know exactly when they're going to pop up or when they've moved or shit like that, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like Gears balances that really well. Like, it is so fast-paced.
Yeah.
You can have a really down moment. It's very, like, quick, moving. So, like, you see somebody around the corner, but they're, like, sliding to another piece of cover and sliding off of it. And you actually don't do as well when you're just sitting looking over cover. I mean, obviously, if you're sniping, you're doing a little bit better. But, like, most of the time, people are just zipping around the map. So if you're just standing, like I'm doing here, and staring at a doorway, you're never going to do quite as good as unless you're, like, constantly moving around. So they do balance it out a little bit, if that's the only critique, I guess.
You and Adam are killing it, obviously.
We've played quite a bit before.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Adam just seems to be naturally gifted at video games.
Oh my god, it's unbelievable. Like, I was like, man, I'm doing good. I went like 17-8, and he's like, oh, I went 23-2, and I was like, I will never brag again about anything I've ever done.
Yeah. And then I'm like, I got a kill.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. I mean, like, because, like, Gears of War goes all the way back. Like, my dad got me my N64, and he got me Donkey Kong 64, and I was like, oh, this is the pinnacle of video games. Like, this is what video games is. And then I went to my my cousin. I was like 8 years old at Gears of War 2, and we played Horde on Gears of War 2, and I was like, I had no idea that video games could be this way. So for my very first paycheck, my very first job, I bought an Xbox with Gears of War 2. And that was my first Xbox game that I bought with my own money. So, like, that Gears of War was, like, the starting of my Xbox playing when I was, like, 14 years old. So I've been playing it for over 10 years, 11 years of Gears of War.
That's funny, because I mean, Mario kind of started my video game frontier, if that's an appropriate word for that. What really sold me, especially on shooters, was Halo. Like, that was the game for me that like, I didn't even own an Xbox, original Xbox. I would go over to whatever friend would let me and play Halo on their Xbox. And then I finally got a 360. I bought my friend's used 360 that he just got refurbished. So I bought it for him for like $180.
Yeah,
I
was
like,
Red Ring of Death refurbished. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it never Red Ring of Death me. So, and it was the original model. That's too. Good. So yeah,
I had the Resident Evil 5 special edition. I still have it in my parents' garage, and I think it's worth like crazy amount of money. I have the red controller and the red Resident Evil 5 special edition Xbox.
Yeah, good stuff. Cog won the match. who's this?
Yeah.
Marcus looking motherfucker. Skulla I can't even read his name.
Oh, yeah, we were bugging people about their names. I made some jokes at some people in the videos, too, so I'm sorry if those people are ever see this one day and see those jokes I made.
Yeah.
Like Pickle Party? I think Pickle Party was in there somewhere.
Pickle Party and Pillow Pants. That sounds like a fucking
Pickle Party
time.
And Pillow Pants, yeah, we were the dream team. Yeah. Oh, this is the training ground. So when you start the game, like when you start the tech test itself, it drops you into a training grounds. And I actually, so like I started recording as soon as I opened the game, I started recording and it dropped me right into boot camp. And it's like, this is like, it's like walk around and I'm like walking around and it's like, go into cover. And I'm like, I know how, I've been playing Gears for 11 years. I know how to do all this stuff, like shoot your gun. And it was driving me crazy. And it does this. I mean, if you've never played before, it's really good. Like the tech test is awesome. It shows you how to play the game and it shows you the basics and like it shows you what happens when you get downed and like how to aim and da 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 da. But I hated it because I just wanted to play Versus, and then I had to restart my recording, and then it kicked me right out of boot camp and put me straight into Versus. So it worked out great. I never uploaded any of that footage, but maybe I will after we release this podcast, just as like a behind the scenes goof of me colon boot camp. Putting the sergeant major back into boot camp. So but this is actually the training grounds map is based off of the boot camp, I believe, where you're going through the training. So that's why it's called training ground.
Nice.
And it was much more of like the sniper nest, you know, like you can see it's a little bit of a bigger map with higher points, where district is all just like city streets that you're moving through. So yeah, this was a fun one.
Excellent.
Even though I was not much of a sniper, that was Adam. He was just popping headshots like a madman.
I love sniping, but it's hit or miss for me on whatever game I'm playing. Like some days I'm just on fire, like I'm just pumping headshots like left and right, and then there's other days where I can't hit anybody. So
I think I was watching one of your Battlefield videos, and you were getting some crazy headshots in your Battlefield 5 video.
Yeah, yeah, that's one of them, right? Like one game I'll come in and get like 17 kills in a game and 10 of them were like headshot snipes, and then you know I'll come back and then one day I'm like I can't hit a snipe save my life, and then I have to go assault in Battlefield 5. Assault was my fucking class,
and
dude.
Then you're like,
or not assault, support. I was the support class. MG,
nice.
MG with the ammo crate and
popping the bipod.
Oh, the bipod and build and cover. Oh yeah, I was that guy.
That's awesome. I like shotguns. I mean, I love doing, like, in Call of Duty or Battlefield. I mean, it was just nothing like having the shotgun and just sliding around. Because nobody uses shotguns in the game. Everybody's, like, sniper or assault rifle. So when you're getting close quarters and you're like, oh, this guy's got a boom splattered from the little bit of shotgun. So
yeah.
That was always my go-to.
I did want to change the shotgun.
Once you get it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, but if he's more than 10 feet away, it's fucking useless.
Oh yeah, definitely. You got to get up close and personal.
Yeah, I think for Call of Duty, I think it was World War II. That was my when we were in the trenches. Oh, dude, I had a shotgun. I was murking hard with a shotgun. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I think for me, I like the semi-auto marksman rifle. You know, even if it doesn't have a scope, like I'd much rather do the semi-auto and just be a little bit more precise on it.
Yeah, that like Gears never really had like that semi-auto rifle before, but then in Judgment, Gears of War Judgment, they added like a semi-automatic medium-ranged rifle.
Yeah,
and they brought it into Gears 4, and I never really used it. And they actually brought it back into this game. If you play as the sniper class, you can either buy the sniper or you can buy the semi-automatic rifle, which I can't remember the name for it. And it's. If that's where how you go, if you go with the semi-automatic rifle, it can be a monster, but I suck with it personally on Gears. Like, I'm not very good using that weapon.
Yeah. Okay, so I was actually looking, does this game have aim assist? Because it looks kind of strong. Or is that just you being precise as fuck?
That's me being precise. There's not much. It's all just the center of your screen. I don't think there was an aim assist. Like the second, like with the semi-automatic, like once you aim, you're like that's it. You gotta kind of figure it out for yourself. You gotta follow. But I mean, you just kind of keep everybody centered, and and you're good. But I don't believe there is a very strong aim assist on it.
Okay. Well, yeah.
And like I said, it's a very fast-paced game. People are moving, right? If you were to aim. Like at first, like maybe like when you first pull the trigger, it kind of like focuses in, but people are just constantly sliding and moving. So you have to follow along with them. So yeah, you just got to be You got to be precise. And they make the joke in the game about like bullet sponges. Like they're always talking about like when somebody's downed on the ground, yep. If you're an enemy character, you can pick them up and use them as a meat shield. And that's a big iconic thing that they've been using in Gears of War since the very, very beginning. So, I mean, they always call it like a bullet sponge or a meat shield. So, and everybody's just so bullet spongy too. Like I found out, like I'd be pumping somebody full enough, like with lead, and then I'd have to reload and they'd still be flying around. So you got to be precise if you want to get the kill.
Interesting. Okay. Yeah. I mean, you have a steady hand. Holy shit. Like it's like right on his head and just like, you
don't
move.
That's the mouse, man. That's what it is.
The
maneuverability with the controller is obviously superior, but man, when it comes to aiming with the mouse, like it's butter, man. It's butter on warm toast.
That's why I bought my Evil controller, was because the raised thumbstick made so much difference. Like it takes more to aim all the way to the right and all the way to the left, so it gives you that extra bit of maneuverability and precision in your aiming. So,
I gotta check it out because I mean I would like to use, I don't know, I liked using the mouse and the keyboard, but it would be kind of fun to go back to Xbox controller for
The difference between the SCUF controller and the Evil controller is actually just the position of the buttons. So the SCUF controllers, you use kind of like your middle two fingers, I guess, to hit the buttons underneath, but these ones fall right where your bottom two fingers like land on the controller naturally, so it feels way better to push these ones. The only downside is if you like in anticipation, like NHL for example. Okay, I got a fucking NHL story after this, remind me. Like if I'm doing a face-off in NHL and then I squeeze the controller because I'm getting fucking stoked to win the face-off, like I'll push a button and it's usually B and it just shift changes me right away and I'm like, fuck off. So
now you like act like just where your fingers are comfortably landing, you accidentally trade off.
Yeah, so that's kind of the one downside to this controller, but it just feels so good especially when you're playing a game like when I was playing Halo, I could jump and turn around and look the other way, which you can't do when you have just a regular controller. You have to take your thumb off the thumbstick, push A, jump, and then move it back, right?
This way you can just tap the bottom and do the spin together?
Yeah, and then same thing with melee. Like, I can just, like, spin around and quickly melee a dude without letting go of the controller. Or the thumbstick, rather.
Mm.
So, okay, here.
I'll check that out. You gotta send me some info. Upload it somewhere on
the... Next time you come over to my house, I'll let you try mine out.
Sweet, I'm stoked.
So, NHL
story.
Oh, fuck. Okay, so, just before we recorded, I was playing NHL. And my dude's 20 years old. And it's me.
Yeah.
And I'm on the Canucks, okay? So I'm playing. Yeah. I started on pro difficulty, which I think's like the middle difficulty. Or like the second lowest difficulty. Because like I'm not good at sports games, okay? Yeah, not very good at all. And then I started playing and I got better. And we're beating teams like 8-1. I'm like, okay, I'm going to turn up the difficulty.
It's getting a little easy.
Yeah, it's getting a little easy. So I turned up the difficulty and then I struggled for a little bit. But now I'm kind of on par with all these people now. But so I'm number one in the league in points, number one in the league team wise and all that shit. And I got fucking hit so hard that my guy just fell to the ice and was just not moving. And I'm like, oh shit. So I'm out of the game now.
You killed your character.
I'm injured. Yeah, I'm injured. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm sure it's not that bad. I'm fucking 20 years old. And it's like, oh, you have a head injury. You're out for 72 games, which includes the playoffs. I'm like, well, fuck off. It's be a pro mode, so the only player I play as is fucking me. So I'm like, this is some bullshit.
Yeah.
So I had to sim the game so I could leave, and I had to go back to an old save. So I had to play, I think, two games I already played, which is, I'd rather do that than not fucking play in the playoffs.
Then have nothing to be.
Yeah, so the first game back, I go out, I get the puck, I'm about to take a shot, I get fucking hit and injured again. I'm like, can you fuck off? Can you just let me
play? It's just gonna happen. It's just something that you gotta go through career mode.
I don't know. Well, anyways,
But that seems a little ridiculous to miss 72 games with, like, your character in the pro mode. Like, that seems very strange.
Well, it is a head injury. But what I did was I bought a special trait where it's like you get injured, you're less likely to get injured and you recover faster from injuries. And I haven't gotten injured since. But
okay, that's good.
Yeah.
That's so weird. Like, I mean, I know that the games are, the NHL games are really amping it up with like the realism and stuff, and so is like NBA, but that seems a little bit intense.
Well, if it was a real head injury, I think 72 days is really fucking light, honestly.
Yeah, but it's also a game that you're playing with one character, and it seems a little extreme.
Yeah. Oh, you should just have a rest. See you next game.
Yeah. See, exactly. Just pay for the recovery.
Yeah.
You should do a video on NHL. Record your career and send it to me. I'll put out a Rodney on the Vancouver Canucks career video.
All right. Yeah. Sounds good. Yeah, because I'm almost at the playoffs. Done. I'm almost at the playoffs. I'm so stoked. Because
I'd rather see the progression of you learning.
Oh, I don't know about that. It's rough going.
That's how I started a Monster Hunter video, and I'm starting because I played all on Xbox. I've never played on PC, and I started again from the beginning.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting like low tier monsters with low tier weapons, and I'm like, man, I'm bored playing this. I can't even imagine how boring it's going to be uploading it and watching it, but I'm gonna. So get ready for it.
So this just happened on the stream for Gears 5. You literally shot that one dude like so many freaking times. He died. He got rezzed. And oh, dude, that was some cheese. I'd be fucking swearing up
a
storm.
Yeah, that's one thing. Yeah, like you'll be down in a guy, and if you don't get to him, if his buddy gets to him first, you can rez him. But it also is risky because if I did kill that guy and his buddy came to rez him, now he's just standing there in the middle with nobody to rez and me with hopefully a refresh clip to just mow him down. So, I mean, it's like it's a red herring. You know, it's either it can be really good or you'll get figgity figgity taken care of.
See, and with this, I've never played Gear, so I have a very virgin opinion on everything.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that's good for viewers who don't know that much.
Yeah, so for me here, this looks pretty fair in terms of how much damage you take before you die. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
oh, yeah. It's not too much. It's not too little. Yeah.
It's kind of just right. Like, the newer Halos I found were not like that at all. You know, you would shoot a guy for frickin' ever. And, oh, now his shield's down, and then he hides behind cover, and then his shield comes back,
shield
and you're like,
recovers.
Fuck.
Yeah, there's health regeneration in this quite a bit. Like, that's why if you're starting to take hits and you see another guy come up, it's better just to get out of there than to try to muscle through, like, two or three guys.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it's a fair amount of health. If there's, like, a 2v1 you're going down, or if you get really lucky, you can pull it off. But, yeah, it's pretty good amount of health.
All right, well, I got to start work at 4:30 in the morning, and it's almost 9, so I think we should call it here.
Yeah, it's been pretty good. Yeah. I've had a blast talking about it.
Yeah. Gears of War 5 tech demo comes out this weekend. The what the fuck is it? The July, what are we at?
I don't even know. It's the 20th this weekend. It was the 20th yesterday and the 21st.
27th. This weekend, July 27th. Is the Gears tech demo, so check it out, and let us know what you guys think on our Facebook page. Don't go to our website, because it's down. But when the website's back up,
and
please go back to our website.
Check out, if you want to see the other videos we got up on YouTube, my Bioshock series, we got a video release, we got another one coming out on Thursday, and another one coming out next Thursday, and I'm working on the fourth one right now, so I'm also working on a bunch of other stuff, so check out the YouTube video, let me know if it's good, or if it sucks, because I want to get better, or just hang myself in the background. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, let me know.
That'll be open to the next video. Okay, guys, thanks a lot for listening, and we'll see you all in the next one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.